Hey everybody, before we get into today's show, I want to talk to you for a quick second about what you're going to hear. So I'd recorded an episode with Crippled Jesus that you're about to hear, which is Aerosmith versus Def Leppard, and it's a great episode, but it was a little short, and I didn't want to give you guys a short episode this week, so I thought I'd add a little something extra to this. So if you stay tuned following the outro music, you'll hear a snippet of the first official crossover episode with Adam from the Internet is a Toilet podcast, which is available over at our Patreon, patreon.com/SSOTW. We wanted to give you guys a brief snippet of what you're hearing over there just to give everyone a chance to check it out. If you haven't already, be sure to sign up with us. It's just $1 a month. You can't go wrong with it. And also be sure to check out Adam's podcast over at the Internet is a Toilet. But that being said, enjoy the show.
What the fuck is this?
Fucking thing sucks!
Why?
Disappointed!
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Shitty Song of the Week.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Shitty Song of the Week, the show where I'm a host, Brandon, and joining me this week, host of Who Gives a Shit, once again, Crippled Jesus. Welcome back to the show, buddy.
What is up, Brandon? It's fun to be on here again. I love this show. Absolutely love the show.
Oh, we love having you on here, buddy. But before we dive into everything, everyone, be sure to check us out on Twitter over at Shitty Song Pod and leave us a voicemail over at 910-370-1604 with all your shit song suggestions and reviews. And while you're at it, be sure to check out our Patreon over at patreon.com/SSOTW. Sign up, become a glutton for punishment to get access to bonus content every single month. Now, I am really looking forward to this episode tonight. I asked you what you wanted to bring, and without hesitation, you threw a song at me that I'm just going to level with you. I'm pretty sure I'm not going to win against. Like, this is a fucking serious heavy hitter that you have, and I just, like, I tried to find something that's going to compete well enough against it, but, you know, peek behind the curtain, CJ. Shitty Song of the Week used to be a segment on a different podcast, and we talked about this song in particular on when it was back on that segment, so that's why I never brought it onto this show, but holy shit, this thing is fucking painful. And if in case you guys were wondering, we're diving into what I'm considering 90s rock from classic rockers.
The song I picked in particular, it was an experience, to say the least, to quit. Not only because it was god-awful, but I hadn't heard it in a long, long time. And I just don't remember it being that bad the last time I heard it. But, oh, it's bad.
Shit. Well, I think I'm going to save what you have.
All right, buddy. Let's hear it.
Now, you're familiar with a band known as Def Leppard, right?
I am, yep.
Okay, so in 1996, they wanted to experiment with their music and try a different sound. Because up until that point, pretty much all Def Leppard songs sound exactly the same. And so what they did, they came out with this album called Slang, and each track is essentially a blatant ripoff of another more popular 90s band. So it's almost like he listened to a couple of popular songs at the time and decided to push out this album that sounds just like it.
And a little fact about Def Leppard, by the way, because I'm crippled, people always like to tell me that I can be successful, and they use that one-armed drummer fucktard from Def Leppard as an example. And it's like, why would you, oh, don't worry, crippled boy, you can grow up to be a bad drummer in a hair band. Like,
I mean, they're not wrong. It doesn't take any talent to produce drum fills in Def Leppard, but still, it's fucking ridiculous. And the name of this song is All I Want Is Everything. And, God, are you familiar with the band Live or Live? I can't remember. I don't know how it's pronounced.
No, I've never heard of them.
I guarantee you've heard their songs like Lightning Crashes and I'm Alone or I Alone and shit, but it's just standard wuss 90s rock, and this song is a blatant ripoff of that sound, and it's got the douchiest lyrics to it. There's a shitty guitar riff that starts in the intro and continues throughout the entire song, and it doesn't need to be there. So I'm going to start us off with the intro. This is how this song starts, and it almost immediately jumps into the verse. So there's that also.
Things that I must tell you that I don't know how to say.
So right out the gate, the most douchiest, like, basic lyrics that just barely rhyme with each other.
I got things I gotta tell you that I don't know how to say. Wow, that's just some poetic genius right there, man.
And I could forgive this song if this was written by, like, a 17-year-old or, a shitty high school band, like, a song where a guy's trying to get this girl to like him or whatever the fuck. But these are, like, beyond seasoned musicians at this point. Like, past their fucking prime, it's a horrible attempt. And the whole album is like this. You know, that guitar riff, I don't know if you picked up on it or not, it stays throughout this whole thing, and it becomes even more prevalent in the choruses. It bothered the hell out of me because there's nothing special to it. It's like the lead guitarist found three notes and he liked the way that they sounded together and he played it for an entire 4.5 minutes and didn't do a goddamn thing else.
It sounds like what a lead guitarist would do when they're just half-assing it all the time.
That's exactly what it is. Like, can you fit any more cliche bullshit into that chorus?
All I want is everything. That might be the most cliche lyric that I think I've ever heard.
He's asking too much, though, man. He knows it. That goes on for about 2.5 minutes or so before we get to this bridge. And this is where the music builds up to this crescendo. And you would think that there's a guitar solo that follows this or something that would make it at least palatable to the ears. Nope, this is what you get. He fucked up, CJ. The damage is done. What can he do now?
Maybe learn how to sing in a less monotone voice.
I hate this. Like, for some reason, there were so many bands that popped up that decided to have a lead singer sound exactly like this. And, you know,
I don't know if you got this, by the way, but the vocals throughout this whole thing so far, it sounds like he'd whisper in them.
He is, yeah. He's got this real, Soul Asylum sort of, like, whisper grainy sort of, all I want is everything. It's so fucking stupid. So, you know, I got one more clip for you. I had another version of the chorus, but there really wasn't much to it on that one. But I got one more clip, and this is how they end this song. And it might be the only redeeming quality to it, but my problem with this is, okay, so they end it with a guitar solo, which, okay, you know, I'm all for that. You give it a little fade out, it ends, whatever. But there's nothing to this solo. This is like a blatant rip-off of a Pink Floyd solo, but it's just the start of it. It doesn't fucking go anywhere, and they fade it out before you can get interested in it at all. Oh yeah, I forgot all about the ooh-hoos. You know, that's fucking important in this shit. That's not a bad clip in itself. I don't hate that. But my problem is there should be more of that. Where the fuck was that for the other 4.5 minutes of this fucking song?
I mean, if there was more of that and less of the vocal, I don't think this would be on Shitty Song of the Week.
No. I mean, look, I don't think that this song in particular is going to get very far. I'd be flabbergasted if it actually wins the poll this week, but it is a shitty song, and I felt like I should bring it to the show regardless. So, with that being said, CJ, tell us about the fucking bombshell that you have for us this evening.
All right, so this song is from a band that is well-respected to a lot of people, and to me... the band is the most hit or miss band in music, in my opinion. I'm talking about Aerosmith. Song I chose today was Pink, which, if you've ever wondered why Steven Tyler is such a great writer, you're about to find out today from these lyrics. But, I like Aerosmith. There's some songs I like. But every Aerosmith song I like, there's about 3 of them that suck, so...
Oh, yeah. Actual good songs from them are few and far between. This song is bizarre, because you would think that, you know, given Aerosmith being who they are, this would be, like, Pink would be a metaphor for pussy or something like that, you know? Like, this would be Steven Tyler talking about swimming in puss, but this is literally him talking about the color pink and how he literally loves it. It's so fucking dumb.
Yeah, there's a lot of confusion in here. It seems like he wanted to make it about pussy, but then halfway through the song, he just starts naming shit that's pink. You'll see that. Why don't you play my first clip to get us started?
Is that the one called Already Garbage?
Yep.
All right. The names of these are perfect, by the way. There we go. You already win. I don't have to play any more of this fucking song.
I mean, what? That's the worst way to start a song, with a harmonica. Harmonica's a terrible instrument to begin with. But if you're going to start a song, how do we get people? How do we catch people's attention? Steven Tyler just says, oh, I don't know, a shitty, out-of-place harmonica solo.
I get it. You like the blues, but you don't have to incorporate it in all your bullshit.
Yeah, it's just terrible. The next clip here is about to get into the lyrical genius of Steven Tyler, as I mentioned earlier.
Oh, yeah, he is a fucking poet, that's for sure.
Pink, it's my new obsession. Yeah, pink, it's not even a question. Of your lover, 'cause pink is the love you discover. Pink as the bing on your cherry.
God damn it.
Pink, 'cause you are so very. Pink, it's the color of passion. 'Cause today it just goes with a fashion.
So, Brandon, let me ask you.
Sure.
Do you and the listeners, do you think the listeners know the title of the song by now?
I would hope they would. I in case you were wondering what his favorite color was, you know, I'm sure he tells you about it here.
My favorite lines within that clip are, pink, it's not even a question. I'm surprised Steven Tyler doesn't know that pink, is not a question. Very impressed with his intelligence there. And also, he says at the end that it goes with the fashion, which I'm not in the fashion world. I don't know much about it, but I don't just see people wearing pink left and right. I don't.
No, and the weird, I think the weirdest line in that whole verse is pink because you are so very. And then he doesn't say anything else. It just, he says very because it rhymes with the last line. So he had to throw in something. But god damn it, like, finish it.
The next quip is more lyrical genius.
Fantastic. God damn it. Would you think this would have been better if it was a different color? Do you think the color is the problem with this song?
Green like the grass in my yard. No, I don't think it would be any good.
I don't know. I'd listen to that.
You could be my flamingo. Because pink is a new kind of lingo.
Okay. Did he say it's kink, but you don't ever tell her at the end?
Yeah, it's kink, but you don't ever tell her. Which I would never tell a woman. I don't even know what that means. Because there's like phases of this song where you think he's talking about pussy.
Right.
And then he'll just go back to the color pink. It's like, make up your mind. Jesus Christ. Pussy, man. Pussy's not a kink.
Oh my god, this song is all over
and
the fucking
pink
place.
Pink isn't a lingo.
It's not.
What would pink be a lingo for, Brendan? What does that even mean?
Well, it's literally just an example of trying to find something that... Okay, so he realizes that flamingos are pink, so he's going to mention flamingos. And what rhymes with a flamingo? I got to find a word that rhymes with it. Oh, I guess lingo kind of works, so we'll use that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this is a fucking terrible one. Like, I'm concerned. This one's got a very good chance of winning Shitty Song of the Year, honestly.
I think I got one more quip there.
You do.
Play us out, yeah.
And yeah, this is called Songwriter of the Century. You were really trying to push a point home with this one.
Won't you be your lover? I wanna rap you.
He really had to breathe in deep for that one. Hold on, I gotta play that back.
Won't you be your lover? I wanna wrap you in rubber.
What?
As pink as the sheets that we lay on. Cause pink is my favorite crayon.
I'm convinced that he wrote the lyrics to this song with pink crayon.
God damn it, this is
oh, man.
This is fucking ridiculous. It's like a retarded child wrote these lyrics where, like, I want to wrap you in leather, but I also want to make sure that it's pink because it's the color of my favorite crayon. Like, what the fuck is he talking about here?
That's some real eroticism, by the way. Hey baby, I want to wrap you in rubber. I'm gonna try that, see if it works.
You might get lucky with that one. Holy shit. As long as it's pink, though, you gotta make sure the color is just right, CJ.
Yeah. I can only imagine how embarrassing it must be to be Steven Tyler's daughter, but holy shit, this song is bad.
Yeah, this is fucking painful. And I'm glad that you brought it. It deserved to be talked about on this show. I'm surprised that it took us this long to get to this fucking piece of shit. And I'm not even gonna contest it. I hate that Def Leppard song. It drives me fucking crazy how they're trying to become all these other bands to become relevant again for younger kids, at least in 96. But holy fucking shit, this song is forever annoying to me. And it sucks because this is one of those songs that's gonna live forever. People are gonna remember Pink like 50 years from now. It's still gonna be sung at some fucking person's house. I can't stand it.
Yeah, now I've heard people say that Aerosmith is the greatest American band of all time.
Oof.
Like, really? You can listen to that and think greatest band of all time. Wow. Well, you know, I'm sure there's fans of Def Leppard out there, but I've never heard anybody say Def Leppard is the greatest of all time.
Absolutely, and look, even the greatest bands of all time are allowed to have shit songs every now and again. But Pink was a huge fucking song. Dude, there's no contest. I feel like I shouldn't even have to put a poll out this week. You guys know that fucking CJ won it with this one.
It was a dream and fun as hell as always to come on here and shit on bands that people I know like, which is what I do every time I'm on here.
Absolutely, man. I love having you on here. Is there anything you want to plug before we wrap it up, bud?
Yeah, I got two real quick things. The guy that supplied the clips for me today, he's got his own show, the Rich Dickman Show. You can support them at patreon.com/richdickmanshow. And my show, Who Gives a Shit? We're on Patreon at WGA Shit Show, and we're on all your podcast players except for Spotify. And it comes out every Saturday. We bring in a new story, we find out who cares about it, and we make fun of those people.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal show. Have you reached your Patreon goal yet to beat Stuttering John?
You know, he turned off how much he made.
Oh, shit.
But at one time, he had it on at 120, and I believe we are at 75. So I'm not sure if John went up or down. I'd be surprised if any movement went on in that Patreon. But we're getting close. I just want to thank you for having me on again, man. It was a blast.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You're welcome back on any time, bud. But that's going to wrap it up for today, guys. So as always, this has been Brandon. Until next time. Okay, I'll play you this one here. I was torn between which one I should start with here. But you familiar with a woman, a performer by the name of Paula Abdul?
I am.
Okay, so she had quite a few hit songs back in the day. One in particular called Opposites Attract. Now, Opposites Attract was an interesting music video because it featured a rapping cartoon cat by the name of MC Scat Cat. Do you remember him?
I do.
Now.
Oh, fuck.
Were you aware, Adam, that in 1991, MC Scat Cat put out his own solo album?
Oh, shit. No, I did not know this.
Oh, this, you're in for a fucking treat. I'm about to share this video with you because, you know, in the Paula Abdul video, MC Scat Cat came on to dance for her. In this music video, Paula Abdul comes back just to dance for him.
Oh, that's so nice of her.
Right? So, this song hits all of my fucking buttons with it. It is a rap song about a dance known as the Scat Strut, which is also the name of the song. And, oh God, this dude is fucking...
The Scat Strut sounds like some, like, Sasquatch shit porn.
Yeah, it gets fairly graphic as far as you would expect a rapping cartoon cat, and the music video is full of other cartoon animals that are twerking and trying to be gangster and shit. It's a hilarious treat that I can't wait to share with you here.
Okay. Please, I am more than ready.
All right, let me see. I gotta pull it up here.
Oh fuck!
There we go. All right, so without further ado, here's MC Scat Cat. And look, this is mixed horribly, so you might not understand exactly what he's saying. He puts a lot of words into his rap. But this is the Scat Strut off of the 1991 album, The Adventures of MC Scat Cat and the Stray Mob. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention, it rips off Let's Groove by Earth, Wind & Fire throughout the whole song.
Oh, fuck yeah.
in measure.
Turtle, that is.
And I'm doing a scat strut. The hell with John Travolta and the disco duck. They call me Scat Cat, the dance floor maniac. I move up my hip is like an aphrodisiac. Swinging, just doing my own thing. Girls, don't jump me, give me room to get funky. Step to the dance floor, bust a little spin. Shut up, kid.
So,
shit.
Yeah, so he's got some serious skills. I will give this MC Scat Cat. He references the Ninja Turtles and Tweety Bird all while talking about how he loves to fuck pussy.
This is and the quality behind this production is, especially for 91, nothing to shake a finger at. They really expected this to go far.
Yes, they really did. And this they put a lot of money and time into this album. It has 14 tracks on it. I highly suggest that we go through the whole thing one day for a different episode. But this topped at 96th on the Billboard charts, and after that, it just bombed. It went into obscurity. No one fucking remembered it.
Holy shit, I'm surprised it even landed. Yeah. But...
Well, I mean, was it Opposites Attract came out in, like, what, late 80s or so, and this popped up, like, right after that. So, you know, they were trying to ride that Paula Abdul fucking rapping cat fame, I guess, and that was a terrible idea.
This is novelty at its best slash worst slash best again.
Oh yeah, and they put more production into the animation of the music video than the actual song itself. But he's giving it his all. I'll give him that.
You can tell whoever MC Scat Cat is heavily influenced by Will Smith, if not Will Smith himself.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to know more about the Stray Mob. Like, this cat down here in the corner, this is a fucking character.
Sorry, no, just the freeze frame that you were, like, frozen on looked like that one gangsta cat was sniffing the other one's asshole. So, never mind, we're past that.
Oh, he was getting ready for it.
Take those kitty asses.
Yeah. Gotta make pussy like a literal thing in this, but I find it hilarious that you have Paula Abdul featured on this, and in the credits it shows featuring Paula Abdul on here, and she doesn't do any singing at all in it. She just comes out and awkwardly dances.
Not at all. I was about to say, like, does she come in for like that one rap towards the bridge or something? Nothing.
You don't hear a single note from her.
But it was Scat Cat that made Jack trip. I burned him on the butt with the flick of my bits, and I cool ran away with the candlestick. I got all the right moves, ladies think I'm lovable. Love to want it on, sipping on bubble. But most of all, I like dancing, y'all, and doing my strut from wall to wall. It's as simple as it gets. Just stick out your neck, lift up your leg, and step to the left. Now shake a little, as you groove to the beat. Bend over, shake the big booty.
So, did you hear that? That he just told you how to do the scat strut.
Yeah, okay, this is a lot to take in. That's why I'm kind of like being a little quiet over here, but oh, wow. Yeah. Again, if you could just go over the moves of the scat strut for me, because I know it ends with shaking your big booty.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, I give you credit. He goes through it very fast, so it's hard to pay attention to at first, but it's a few simple steps here.
With my strut from wall to wall, it's as simple as it gets. Just stick out your neck, lift up your leg, and step to the left. Now shake a little, as you groove to the beat. Bend over, shake the big booty. And
so, you pull out your neck, you step to the left, you jiggle a little, and then you shake your booty.
Yeah, and there was like the steps, so they could do a couple steps, and it was just like the lines from like the maps that were just kind of going everywhere. Okay, and then you do it over and over for, like, entire 3 minutes?
I assume so, and I'd like to point out, because, you know, we're watching the music video for this. None of the cats in this are actually doing the scat strut. They're just doing their own thing while he's telling you how to dance.
Well, these cats are playing trumpets.
Yeah, they got a lot going on here. So if you get tired from shaking your butt, you must be shaking the wrong end.
Cause, and then you're not doing the cat strut.
Yeah, I guess. Can you elaborate? Like, what does that mean?
I holy fu- I can't. MC Scat Cat.
People want to know if it's meant to be silly, but only when it's done by
me and my lady.
this to Milli Vanilli right there.
Yeah, holy shit. I saw that. That was fantastic. And nobody is doing this dance.
None of them.
Except for the 3 seconds they talk about it.
No, the only time that they do any of the dance is when he tells you to shake your booty. That's when they get into it. But the rest of the time, they're just like, yeah, yeah, whatever, MC Scat. I'll just do my own fucking thing.
Holy shit.
Like, what is Paula Abdul's obsession with wanting to fuck this cartoon cat?
You see a lot of fuck me eyes being thrown from Paula Abdul while she's grabbing that giant pencil. And fun fact, cat dicks have like thorns on them.
Oh, yeah.
So that's not fun to blow a... Okay, sorry. Yep.
Well, I mean, these are cartoon cats. You got artistic... You don't have to put spines on a fucking... Oh, I'm not getting into a cat.
Okay, that's another episode. Actually, I think that's a whole other podcast.
Right. Return of the sketch for a brand new dance. Could, but you can't bust it. Homeboy, fast. Why don't you step up to the microphone and give him a little taste of your beatbox, boy? Oh, shit. Some beatboxing about to go down.
Still,
what's up?
Still nobody's doing the dance.
Nope, nobody. Even the humans in the video. I don't like nobody telling me what to do. Now I'm a beatbox, but I'm gonna do it my way. Anybody got something to say? For those who don't know me, my name is Scat. I'm the cattle to the rap. And opposite the track, me and Paula did a duo. Then I went solo, took out the microphone. So, can we call that beatboxing at all that just went down?
No. There was like 70% of like that guy's feature was him telling you that he's not going to beatbox. And then they go into what's presumably their attempt or what they're calling a beatbox. But it wasn't a beatbox at all.
No, it kind of just sounded like what you would think or what Froggy from the Little Rascals would sound like. That's not beatboxing.
No, there was a little bit of like Jonathan Davis going on in the background, but it didn't break down enough to focus on it.
Oh, goddamn. I want to make the ladies go, and now that I got you in my command, it's my sole opportunity to make you dance. I want all four paws on the dance floor. Do that strut until your legs are sore. Come on, come on, come on.
I hope everybody that's listening to this enjoyed Paula Abdul.
Yeah, right? She was great on the show, wasn't she?
Yeah. Okay, my favorite thing is these cats have so much attitude that, like, the chorus has, like, shut up, in, like, the hype vocals. But it's not, like, a diss track. So, like, the shut up doesn't really make... Because, like, they're not, like, saying, just shut up and dance. They're just throwing shut up in there to be like, yo, we're badass. Shut up, do our 3 second dance move. Shut up.
And Earth, Wind, and Fire was a weird choice to sample for this song. Like, especially when there's very, they talk about boogieing on down, and it's the scat strut, so it's all about this dance, but he very briefly talks about the dance, and then the rest of it goes on about how he's great and he wants to fuck Paula Abdul, and she's just standing there giving him the fuck me eyes.
And, like, it's funny, it's even really weird that, like, she didn't even have, like, a... Aw, like at that last scene where they're like kissing and fucking, you know, heavy petting and starting, there's nothing. You can't even like hear a breath out of her. It's just so weird. She looks so out of place in there.
Yeah, and even at the end of the video when he realizes it's all a dream, I'm expecting her to start talking at the end or do something. Like, nope, she just stands there.
Even simply, like, they didn't even like sample her in it. Because he's a fucking cat, a male cat. She's a human female. That's fucking opposite. That's a perfect time to throw in a little opposites attract sample.
And I wouldn't be making a big point about this, but if you look up the credits to this song, she is featured on it. It's not just like, oh, well, she's featured in the music video. She's featured on the credits to the actual production of this song. So I don't know what she did for it.
She smiled for it. She signed for it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Jesus Christ.
So what else you got?
All right. Like I teased earlier, I've got a novelty song that fucking sucks. And I love it. Are you familiar? Let's talk about the United States map.
Okay.
Are you familiar with Chef Mimal or Chef Mimal?
I don't think so.
Okay. You don't have to do this right now, but this is how much I don't fucking know the states very well. So I was taught this thing about Chef Mimal, and you know, the top M is his hat, and it's just these five states in a row look like a fucking chef.
So this one
teacher wrote a song to a beat that we all know about how to memorize the states of America through the story of Chef Mimal or Mimal or Mumal. He called the fucking this acronym four. He pronounced it like four different ways throughout this song.
Oh, he's got to cover his bases.
Mr. Clausen is not a good rapper or lyricist. And there's not much else I could say besides, let's learn a little.
Okay, so was this your teacher, or did you just find this?
I found this because I feel like I was the only person ever taught about Chef Mimal. So I remembered it from elementary school, and then I just YouTubed it a few years ago, and I found this. And me loving shitty shit, I've showed this to everybody I know that knows Mimal or not. Even if you're lost right now in the thought of what the fuck is he talking about, Chef Mimal, this next song is just, think of it as just naming all of the states in a cute little story.
Okay. So very Pato Banton with the rapping of the geography of the U.S. here. Okay, I'm into it. I'm down to learn. I'm always down to learn something, so.
Well, Mr. Clausen's going
to
teach us.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to class. Today, we're going to be talking about geography. We are going to learn about 50 states. And to help us learn, we're going to use the story of Chef Mimal. So sit back, hold tight. You can feel free to dance to the music in your chair, of course.
Oh, thank God I get permission to do that.
In your chair.
Now, is he going to just like hit play on a speaker and we're going to hear music, or is this
you're gonna hear more room noise, shitty karaoke track, and then he's gonna attempt to rap over it.
Oh, this is amazing.
And learn as much as possible. Here we go.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
Now, this is a story all about how Chef Mimal got America all figured out, and I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there, and I'll tell you how Chef Mimal became the chef of America.
Okay, so we're half of a verse in. This next part, you know how, like, there's a couple of bars of just beat after that before we come into the next one?
Right.
He comes in a little early, and then I think that just derails the whole fucking song.
Oh, that derails it? He started out with, this is a story all about how, and everything after that was so off time.
He already pronounced Mimal two different ways.
Yeah, he said Mimal in the beginning.
In Minnesota, clean and pure, under my hat is where I hide my Minnesota pop. Chilling out, cooking, frying all night, grilling Kentucky Fried Chicken in my Tennessee tin. When a couple of pains were up to no good, and I started getting ill in Ohio.
What?
Because ill in Ohio was Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. I've broken this thing down. He does name all the states at some point.
Like, what was the he rhymed Minnesota with something, and I can't quite figure out what the fuck.
Minnesota with mini soda pop.
Oh, okay. God.
Yeah, it's not good.
What are you talking about? This is amazing.
And not be good at the same time.
I'm definitely not learning anything.
Got way too sick, and my boss got scared, and he said, "You better just start reading magazines in Mississippi."
Whoa, 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 whoa! Hold on, hold on.
He got way too sick. And his boss got scared, and he said, "You get better start reading magazines."
I'm gonna give him another chance. He's gonna get one more chance to do that one. He might not fuck it up this time.
Yo, got way too sick, and my boss got scared, and he said, "You better get start reading magazines in Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia."
So you're sick and scared, and your boss is telling you to just start reading magazines.
No, you better start reading magazines in Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia. Because get it? Magazines, M-A-G.
Okay.
See, are you learning yet?
I'm learning that there's a method to his madness. I'm not quite learning what's going on yet.
Georgia. He begged and pleaded with Chef all day and said, "You better use the mitten for Michigan and be on your way."
What? Did he forget his lines there? Like, there was like a 3-second pause.
That must have been the page flip.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Dude.
He then gave me an order for some beef, so I called on my cow states, California, Oregon, and Washington. No, not Maine. That's a sideways horse, not cow meat. Is that the meat that comes in a can?
Okay, whoa, hold on. I'm going back to that. I'm going back to that, because that's an interesting question. But, so, if I'm understanding how he's doing this, every time he says a word that doesn't seem to fit in with the verse, that's an anagram for the states that he's about to name, right? So, when he says cow,
yes,
it was for those three states.
And then, like, you know, some of, like, the there's, like, the panhandle, and there's the mitten. So, he'll either do, like, acronyms or the shape that the state kind of looks like.
Right.
Yeah. So, he'll do some foreshadowing of, he'll say a retarded line, and that's, oh, fuck, there's going to be some states coming up, and then it'll all make sense. So, you know, the cow states, California, Oregon, and Washington, because everybody calls them the cow states.
Right. You know, when I think of cows, I think of California, of course.
But no, not Maine. That's shaped like a horse, not cow meat. And then it's like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah, well, that was a fucking question right there.
Race horse, not cow meat. Is that the meat that comes in a can and I cook in a pan? Yeah, that's right. Kansas and Oklahoma. Or maybe Chef should check with the twins. North Dakota, South Dakota, North Carolina, South Carolina. All the best treatment for America.
What? Okay, so I got the twins reference because North and South, I understood that. And he fucked it up. He could have, you know, done that a little better, but whatever. But then,
Dakota.
What was that, what was that last line? Something about medical treatment?
Can we go back a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Because,
like, this, holy shit, there's too much always going. I've listened to this thing 100 times, and I'm learning shit every time I listen.
Yeah, I'm going back. Here we go.
Or maybe Chef should check with the twins. North Dakota, South Dakota, North Carolina.
He fucked up to North Dakota.
Dakota.
Going back.
Should check with the twins. North Dakota, South Dakota, North Carolina, South Carolina. All the best treatment for America.
All the best.
Well, then Chef got another idea to check with the old man Montana. But he didn't even know his neighbors. He was like, "I don't know. Why do I care?" Chef said, "Come on, that's Idaho and Wyoming." But if
come on, man. You gotta know your neighbors.
I don't care.
Montana's a dick.
Old man Montana's a fucking asshole.
I'm learning a lot more than I actually... Like, I'm not learning really anything, but I'm learning a little more than I expected to.
Brandon, what are the cow states?
California, Oregon, and Washington?
There is proof that you have learned something.
Oh my god. Okay.
And then when you're sick and you're scared, what should you do?
Oh, see, I'm lost on that one. I learned
you gotta read magazines.
I learned the cow thing and the magazine shit went right out the window. There's only so much of this song my brain can process.
Oh man, and there's more.
Anything all the old man cared about was his tea from Texas.
Okay, I get that.
So Chef said, "What about the V states? Nevada, West Virginia, Virginia, and Vermont." The old man could only remember the states with the four corners touching. Utah, Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico.
See, now he's not even trying to rhyme anymore.
He called Nevada a fucking V-state.
Well, it's because I think that might be because of anything that has the letter V in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, like, even if you had, he had four states, two of them actually started with V's. The other one was West Virginia. That's got a V in another starting of the word. Why would you start your list of V states with fucking Nevada?
That's a great point. Well, he like halfway through this, he clearly gave up on trying to make this a rap, and he's just literally spewing out facts now. There's nothing.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Like,
there's only 40 seconds left. I got fucking 20 states to run through.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it. Like, the first half of this, he actually tried, and then he realized he was going to fuck it up, so he's like, you know what, fuck it. I got a bunch of bullet points here. I'm just going to read them.
Do you think he's going to make it?
I hope so.
Me too.
Oh, wait, and he remembered vacation in Florida.
Okay. That's a V state because you vacation.
So Chef asked, what about Connecticut? It connects New York and Rhode Island. Or Massachusetts.
Thanks for fucking up the name of my state.
Shaped like a boot. Or Maryland, the zigzag state.
You forgot Maryland.
Or Delaware, the corner cut out of Maryland. Or Penn's Woods.
Is he fading it out? Oh no, it's over. Oh no!
Or even New Jersey, right on the coast.
Oh no!
And what about these?
He could have. He had all the time in the world. There were so many long pauses. He could have done this,
dude. And like, even you can make it sound shitty, and you could still like go back in Audacity and take out a line or something. But if you want to, you're currently paused like 10% into one of my favorite parts of the song. So if we could bring it back just like a little bit.
Oh yeah.
Holy shit.
Absolutely. I'll go back and start it over. This is amazing.
Or Penn's Woods.
Like this point here, he wanted to show off and show that he can name all 50 states. This is where he was like, you know, I don't need the paper. I can go off memory on this. And he forgot. And so he's like, oh fuck, I have to go back to it.
Yeah, Ryron.
Right.
Or even New Jersey, right on the coast.
Yeah.
And what about these other states?
What's left?
What about these other states?
Nebraska, Hawaii, Alaska. Then my boss finally spoke up and said, you better order some meat and cheese from Wisconsin. It's been right in front of your eyes the whole time.
But what about the other states? I mean,
what about these other states?
He mentions them. He knows them. What about them, though? What are they going to do with them? What's going to happen in Nebraska?
What the hell is Chef Mimel going to do when he gets to Nebraska? I hope old man Montana's not with him.
He's going to give him some meat and cheese from Wisconsin, thankfully.
Yeah, but, like, I thought if I wanted, like, meat, I would go to the cow states. If I want cheese, I'll go to Wisconsin. I get it.
Of course.
Or if I want some horse meat, I'll go to Maine. Dude, I wish this was my teacher, because holy shit, but I'm still fucking glad to have found him. There's still a little bit left of the song.
Okay, because there's like 5 seconds left, and I'm wondering how he's going to end this. Oh, okay.
I don't know, but it has like that shitty glitch is in it. It like even goes back for like a quarter of a second at the end. It glitches out. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Clausen's story of Chef Mimel.
Oh,
Mimel.
Oh,
Mimel.
Yeah. I have more questions going, like, leaving that song than I did going into it. That thing is fucking, why?
Like, because he wanted to, like, let everybody know that it's actually pronounced North Dakota and Rhode Island.
But he wrote this down. There was a writing process to this. So he thought in the beginning that he could do this, and he started to write it. At a certain point, he couldn't do it. So then why do it?
He was on a roll for like 4 words.
Yeah.
And then, oh man. But yeah, if this was fucking good, it wouldn't be here on this show right now. And for that reason, I am glad